Markets, of course, will see that and did see that early close on the day today because of the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sue Martin joins us today. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. As we take a look at the movement we've seen within the trade today, and let's talk about China first off, Sue, because they were back in the market again, making some more purchases of soybeans for sure.
Well, they did. They made sales of on the corn, not the corn, but the beans, 312,000 metric tons of beans for delivery to China for the marketing year of 25-26. And that was announced this morning, so that's helped put a little enthusiasm under the beans. And then 273,988 metric tons of corn, which is reported for unknown destinations for 25-26. But the one thing, Susan, that's interesting as far as the corn, or the beans, I mean, is that a Brazilian newspaper reported that China has barred a 69,000 metric ton cargo of Brazilian beans this week, and it's due to the presence of wheat with pesticides in it. And so they now have exports from five different Brazilian plants suspended, is from what I understand.
Well, that's interesting because we haven't seen a lot of talk about concerns when it comes to shipments from Brazil at this point to China.
No, we haven't. And this is the first. And it, ironically, happening right about the same time they're needing to be buying from the U.S. For their agreement. So it's kind of interesting that that has been occurring. And of course, you know, it's the day after Thanksgiving, and a lot of years you'll open stronger on the day after Thanksgiving. You'll be stronger the day into it, start the day stronger after, and then you start to slip off. And I know our indicators on our, like, for example, our 180 three-hour interday chart, my indicators are flatlined at 99%. They don't go to 100. So the market's a little overdone, but so far we're trying to hold here. And then, of course, in the meantime, we've got corn up against the, almost right against the 200-day moving average.
So you mentioned corn before you and I went on the air to talk. And China's in need of corn, too. And I understand because there's some weather concerns that are happening right now in China.
Well, they have had weather concerns just consistently. Way too much rain in the northern portions of like Jilin and Heilongjiang and just different provinces that are major, Liaoning, that are major provinces that produce corn. And it's been so bad that they can't even hardly get into the fields to even try to harvest. And so I think the quality, in fact, they're worried about sprouting and what have you, but they've had flooding and just heavy rains. And so consequently, that's been a big concern of trying to get the crop harvested. But I also wonder if it isn't going to impact the amount of yield that they actually get.
And the agreement, and I know that there's some plans that the two presidents are going to meet once again as well, I heard.
Yes. They're supposed to be meeting again. And, you know, I think it's interesting that we continue to see the willingness to try to work together and to try to basically tie down this trade agreement. And it's, I think there's going to be ongoing visitations, even with President Trump in April to go over to China. But then President Xi is also supposed to come back to the U.S. later. So it's nice to see camaraderie trying to build that relationship. I think President Xi has his hands full right now domestically. One, their economy isn't doing real well. Two, they've had, gosh, I forget how many. I know at least 12, if not 21, military head people that President Xi picked himself and put into office that have been dismissed. And that was, they were dismissed not long before he and President Trump met over in South Korea. So it's kind of a concern for him, and I think his hands are full. In the meantime, though, I thought it was interesting because I also seen this morning where there's talk that the cartels that have been, you know, running fentanyl are starting to have some concerns and issues because of China's trade or changes that they've made towards companies that were sending fentanyl over, like to Mexico and to these cartels. And so it appears that they're trying to do their share as well. So that's all good news and keeps things looking good. And I think as we go into next year, I think 2026 is going to be a year of possibilities. Of course, every year, I guess, is. But I think next year's got more potential than what we've seen this year.
Well, that's good news for our growers out there. Speaking of good news, this cattle market has definitely, Sue, done a turnaround in the trade, coming back from some very oversold conditions.
Well, it has. I think that when you look at the cattle, first off, you've got a lot of wintry weather coming. And first, I think the market had gotten very oversold off of the closure of the Lexington plant news. And of course, keep in mind, if Tyson doesn't sell that plant, it leaves them the opportunity when cattle numbers start to get more numerous, they'll be able to restart that plant. And likewise, down in Amarillo, they'll put a second shift back in. And Secretary Rollins earlier this week reiterated that there's no timetable for the Mexican border reopening. So I thought that was interesting and did say that a staggered reopening of ports of entry is likely once that time comes around. So I think the market got grossly oversold. Now we're catching a response back. But also, I think the winter weather that's coming in earlier than I'd like to see, but especially the wintry weather that's to forecast to move into the Midwest, you know, through South Dakota, part of Minnesota, but especially Iowa, and then on in towards the east. It gets worse the further east it goes. And so I think even the cold weather out in your neck of the woods, I think that, you know, the talk of we're expecting anywhere from 8 to 14 inches of snow. Mother Nature didn't get that memo that it's not winter yet. But I think that's also coming in with these bitterly cold temperatures that they're talking about next week. I think that's all helping support cattle here today, too.
And definitely will help because I think we've had such heavyweight cattle. That's been a hindrance as well as they head to market.
Oh, absolutely. And the packer, you know, they've now that they've kind of got the ball back in their court, you know, they're starting to bid down on the heavier weight cattle. Not that they really don't want them. It's just it's a marketing tool that they have. They always want what you don't have. And, of course, we have more heavyweight cattle, choice cattle, than we have select. So they're bidding down on those. But with those cold, cold temperatures, one, you feed more corn, but two, they kind of shiver weight off, too.
Well, Sue, I wish you and your family and the staff there as well a wonderful what's left of the Thanksgiving holiday, and we look forward to talking to you coming up soon.
Thank you, and you too.
Sue Martin joining us. She is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is the Friday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.